please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about female brains are trash. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, you notice that women, they're so beautiful, they look good, and they taste so, so sweet. But inside their brains, there's something called stupidity. Yes, friends, women are very, very, very stupid and simplistic. They so stupid. But you don't believe me, huh? Do ya? Well, let's look at the clip coming up. Yeah, look at this sweet, lovely lady. This chick's gonna be crunching some numbers. She's gonna be doing home math. I'm not home math. That guy does some good work, too. So, yeah, you should see what that guy's up. And, yeah, well, let's see what this chick fucking starts percolating in her fucking lovely mind. Oh, jeez.
Okay, realistically, if I want kids by about 28, but I want to be married for probably 2 years before having kids, I need to have a husband and be married by 26.
Okay, so she's talking about 28, and she wants to be married for 2 years, so she has to be doing engagement by 26. Is she single? Oh, God damn it, I love it when women are stupid. It makes my job a whole lot easier.
And then I'm going to be engaged for probably about a year, you know, to plan the wedding and do all that stuff. So I need to be a fiancé. I need to be engaged by 25.
Oh, okay, so you need to be engaged for 1 year. Okay, so then that means that you have to be at 25, right? Oh, yeah, so fun.
But then, you know, usually before you get engaged, you're probably dating the person for about 2 years. I feel like that's a good amount of dating someone. That means that I'm going to have to basically meet this person by 23?
23? Why don't you try 22, or better yet, 21. Or even better yet, you should have met this fool when you were in high school. Ah, yes. Then you would have had your kids. By 18, you would have been married and probably already had your kids. And right now, you would have been younger and hotter looking. But what do I know, right, lady? Yeah, fucking bitches. And yeah, just me staring at your face, something's throwing me off. I don't know what it is, but something's telling me that you're not well in the head. I don't know if it's those chipmunk cheeks that you have or what, but something's like giving me the ick. Yeah, I don't think I want to be with you, lady.
22? Wait a second. I'm very much single.
Oh, you're single. Gee, who would have thought? Oh, maybe you're so crazy and you had this delusional bullshit in your head. You would have found your Prince Charming. Now you're going to find just a placeholder and you're going to hate him for the rest of your life. Even though it's not his fault that you have this fucking mentality. But what do I know? I'm just a retard, right? Oh, jeez.
So how is this going to work? Because my plans are getting a little, I actually have to meet someone tomorrow to have this be my life.
No, sweetheart, you should have met this guy years ago, years and years ago, but you fell for the feminist Kool-Aid, so now you're gonna, guess what? You're gonna be enjoying cats and box wine. Oh, yes, that's gonna be your future. Ah, hope you enjoy your PhD and millions of cats. Yes, what the fuck indeed. You could be like that chick wishing that you have a man, or you could be like this chick that has a man and wants to be a whore because she's taking a dirt nap. Yes, you gonna trade in your loyal husband that's gonna be there till the end for fucking mountains of cocks just because you're gonna die. You don't wanna die without finding your sexual liberation. Jesus, if you don't think women are the original sex bots, this just proves that they are. That's all they're good for. And, fucking A, I don't think I want that. Yeah, the Sun does some stupid ass reporting. It says, dying for sex. I was told I had terminal cancer, so I dumped my husband, then slept nearly 200 men. I bet it was over that, but whatever, right? In search of my first orgasm. Yes, he traded your husband for an orgasm. And let's see who she fucked. she fucked a Ryan Reynolds lookalike. Oh yes, get fucked by Deadpool. A mortician and clown makeup. Gee, aren't most people fucking clowns? And a foot fetishist. Ooh, play with the footsies. Molly's lovers were anything but ordinary. Yes, all these guys are fucking some bitch that has one foot in the grave. What does it say about those dudes, right? Thirsty much? Yes, young and old, they all have this stupidity. We need to put them back barefooted in the kitchen and pregnant. That's just my opinion, but look what the old hag here says.
We're not going back to the past where women had no rights, ever.
It'll be this, Batman. What would you do when everybody walks away from you? Yes, lady. You're not gonna get no more guys. Guys are gonna be cutting you off. Just saying. It's just funny that women in accountability, right? Oh, it's their kryptonite. Yeah. Women can't take responsibility for the bullshit they do. And guess who has to pay for it? That's right, fella. You! I'm done peeing with that shit. I'm done. Just saying. It's just stupid that you fall for this type of fucking bullshit from a woman just because you want to get laid. Yes, pussy does feel good and it's fucking awesome. But just the aftermath, the bullshit you have to deal with, just so you could get some of that rotting clam. Yeah, stop doing that. Stop being a degenerate and stop thinking with your dick and move forward and get your life in order. Just saying. Yes, I know it's programmed in your DNA to multiply and be bountiful and all that good stuff. But unfortunately, in this climate, we can't. We have all these people that are trying to destroy you and take your money, your life, and your sanity, and all kinds of shit. So yeah, just stop thinking with your penis, please. Yes, just make that money, work out, just be the best person you can be. Because if you don't, what's the other alternative? Yeah, there is no alternative. No Tina, my friend. Yes, it's gone. So just don't do it. Well, it's up to you, man. And I guess I have to go because I got shit to do too, because I don't want to be a lame ass either. Well, you guys take care, be the best person you can be, and kick ass. Goodbye, friend. And don't fall for this bullshit.